Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm really excited to get into the Word with you guys, and I'm sure you're going to be blessed and encouraged today. So, will you join me as we pray? Lord, I want to thank you for this day, that we're alive, that we're here, that we once again get to be blessed by your Word. So we ask that you open up our hearts, our minds, our ears, that we can receive from you, because we know that you're speaking to us. So we thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. So this past week, my daughter Davina did a presentation in front of our family at home, and we homeschool our kids, and so we do our primary thing is biblical studies. We do a lot of biblical studies. So she did a little presentation regarding the commandments and the laws of the Bible, and it was pretty good, and it was just real encouraging to me. So I took her presentation, and I kind of doctored it up, and I taught our youth group it today, and I'm going to share it with you. So there are hundreds of laws in the Bible, hundreds of laws, laws for everything that you could possibly think about. There's laws regarding diet, regarding family, politics, rituals, ceremonies, laws on marriage, laws on sexuality, laws on dress code, laws on hairstyle, and so much more. If you think about it, there's probably a law about it in the Bible. Let me give you some examples of some of these surprisingly unique laws that are in the Bible. So, no killing burglars at nighttime. That sounds crazy, right? Well, let me read it. Exodus 22, 2 through 3. If a thief is breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there shall be no blood guilt for him. But if the sun has risen on him, there shall be no blood guilt for him. He shall surely pay. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. So that's interesting. It's okay to kill a burglar at night, but not in the daytime. It's just interesting. There's a lot of laws. Like I said, there's hundreds of them, and they get really interesting. So here's another one. No wearing clothes made of both linen and wool. Leviticus 19:19. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle breed with different kinds. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed, nor shall you wear garments of cloth made of two kinds of material. And again, I guarantee you my shirt is mixed material. Those are like the softest ones. So there's so many laws. They get out there too. They really do. No boiling baby goats in their mother's milk. Sorry for all you baby goat boilers. You just can't do it in the milk. So let's read that. Exodus 23:19. The best of the first fruits of your ground, these shall bring into the house of the Lord your God, and you shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. And I'm sharing these with the youth, and the youth are like, what? They're like, who in the right mind is boiling goats in their mother's milk? You know, I guarantee you there's a law for pretty much everything. Make sure no one falls off your roof. When you build a new, Deuteronomy 22:8, when you build a house, you shall make up a rail for your roof that you may not bring the guilt of bloodshed upon you if somebody were to fall off your house. So for whatever reason, I guess a lot of people were falling off roofs back then, so it was law to put a rail on your roof, you know? Here's a good one. The kids got a real kick out of this one. Do not eat bats, okay, or owls. Leviticus 11:13-19. And these you shall detest among the birds. They shall not be eaten. They are detestable. The eagle, the bearded vulture, the black vulture, the kite, the falcon of any kind, the raven of any kind, the ostrich, the nighthawk, the seagull, the hawk of any kind, a little owl, the short-eared owl, or even the barn owl, the tawny owl, or the vulture, the stork, the heron of any kind, and the bat. So I'm sorry, you know, fried bat wings are out of the question for a lot of people. Now, so let's talk about some awkward laws in the state of Idaho, right? They're not enforced, but they're there. So it's illegal to ride a merry-go-round on Sunday in Idaho. It's not enforced, but I can only imagine the time that it was enforced. It's pretty rough. In Tamarack, Idaho, it's illegal to buy onions after dark without a permit. I thank God they're not enforcing that one. It's illegal to fish from the back of a camel in the state of Idaho. Wow, what kind of sick, sadistic person would fish from the back of a camel's back? Like I said, when we look at these rules, we think of, that's ridiculous. Who makes these rules? Well, look in the Bible. It's even crazier than this. PDA is limited to under 18 minutes in the state of Idaho. You know, it's, of course, once you hit 17:59, once you hit 18 minutes, then people are offended. Who PDAs for 18 minutes straight, right, in public? So, anyways, well, going back to the laws in the Bible, let me remind you of something. Out of all the hundreds of laws in the Bible, Christ fulfilled them. Matthew 5:17 says this. Jesus says, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Jesus fulfilled those hundreds of commandments to a T, never sinned once. And it's impossible to follow these hundreds and hundreds of laws. I mean, it's impossible, but Jesus fulfilled them. Romans 10:14 says, "Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So if you believe in Jesus, he fulfilled the law for you. He fulfilled the law for you. And I love this, how he breaks it down to two great commandments. After all these hundreds of laws that we talked about and how ridiculous some of them can be, Jesus fulfilled them. He ended them. And if you believe that, you know, if to everyone who believes, it says. Now he says this in Matthew 22:36-40. This is somebody trying to trap Jesus again. "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and all the prophets." So we know the Ten Commandments. You know, those Ten Commandments are world famous. There's plenty of movies made off of them. A lot of people have them memorized. Well, the first commandments 1-4 are directly relating to God. You know, do not have any gods before me. You know, the first 1-4 are related towards God. And that's why Jesus says the first one, the most important one, it's loving God. And the commandments 5-10 are relating to people, right? That's what he says. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Because if you love God, you're not going to take his name in vain. You're not going to build idols. You're not going to do all these other things. If you love people, your neighbors as yourself, you're not going to murder. You're not going to steal, you know. So I love this, how Jesus said all these commandments, these hundreds of commandments, he fulfilled them. And not only that, but he says they basically draws down to these two: love God and love people. You see, Christianity, guys, is about love. That's the new commandment, right? It's Jesus says to love God and love people. So church shouldn't be that hard. We shouldn't be difficult. We shouldn't make Christianity a difficult thing. It's loving God and loving people. That's our logo, our motto at Lighthouse is love God and love people, because that's what Jesus said. Those are the two commandments. So all those hundreds of laws, no matter how ridiculous they can be, Jesus fulfilled them for you and for me. So thank you, guys. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that, talking about these commandments and these laws. So God bless you guys. And remember, no eating owl. All right. See you next time.